יהושע פרק ה. ויהי כשמוע כל מלכי האמורי אשר בעבר הירדן ימה, וכל מלכי הכנעני אשר על הים, עץ אשר הוביס השמש מהירדן מפני בני ישראל אברהם. So after the miracle of the crossing of the Jordan that we learned about last time, the Novi now tells us that when all of the Amorite kings on the other side of the Jordan, westward, by the way, the word for westward that the Tanakh uses is Yama, because toward the west, the greatest landmark is, of course, the Mediterranean Sea. So Yama, on the west side of the Yarden, was the Amorite kings and all the kings of Canaan, Asher al Hayam. Again, that means they lived next to, al here means next to, they lived next to the sea, the Mediterranean. What did they hear about, these Amorite and Canaanite kings? They heard that Hashem had dried up the waters of the Jordan before the Jewish people, when the Jewish people crossed. And as a result of that, vayimas levavam, their hearts melted. Velo hayavam od ruach mipnei bnei Israel. They had no more spirit. It sounds like they had no more spirit to oppose or to stand up against the Jewish people, because they see Hashem has wrought miracles and is obviously on our side. That would be very frightening. Ba'es hahi amar Hashem el Yehoshua. So at that time, Hashem told Yehoshua the following. Hashem says to Yehoshua, Aseh lecha chavos tzurim. This is more of a spiritual ceremony now, after the grandeur of the miracle. You should make for yourselves, Hashem says to Yehoshua, make for yourself sharp swords, v'shuv mol et bnei Yisrael shenit, and for a second time, you should circumcise the Jewish people. Now, the second time being, the first time was, of course, was when they left Egypt. And during the 40 years in the desert, they did not perform, most of the Jews did not perform bris milah, circumcision, but now is going to be the second en masse ceremony of bris milah. Vayas lo Yehoshua chavos tzurim. Yehoshua made for himself sharp swords, and